Welcome to Talaterra, a podcast about freelance educators working in natural resource fields and environmental education. Who are these educators? What do they do? Join me, and let's find out together. This is your host, Tanya Marion. Hi, it's Tanya. Today I want to take a moment to share some exciting news. This week, the Freelance Condition Project launched another initiative. This initiative is called Talaterra Cowork, a co-working space designed specifically for freelance educators working in environmental education. When the Freelance Condition Project launched 2 years ago, a co-working space was a vague idea. And as this project gained traction, the idea of a co-working space started to take hold. And so 6 months ago, I started to work on it seriously and started to investigate what this co-working space might look like. Today, I'm pleased to announce that the co-working space is alive and well and that the doors are open. I know that when you hear the phrase co-working space, you automatically think of a building. But Talaterra Cowork is not that. It's very different from what you might think of as a co-working space. Unlike other co-working spaces that are designed to accommodate freelancers from any industry, Talaterra Cowork has a very specific focus and a very specific audience. This co-working space differs from a brick-and-mortar establishment in some other ways, too. Instead of having a street address, Talaterra Cowork has a web address, and that means anyone can engage with the co-working space regardless of where they live. The design of this new co-working initiative was informed by what I've learned from environmental educators over the past 2 years. I do want to make one thing clear, though, and this is that although Talaterra Cowork is online, it is not a social media space. It isn't a place for blog posts or miscellaneous photos taken during a lunch break. It is a workspace, and I really want to emphasize this. It is a workspace designed specifically for independent professionals who want to learn from others in the environmental education field, who want to be part of a professional network of freelance educators, and who want to have experiences that will inform their work and move their initiative forward. And while this co-working space may not provide you with the physical amenities of a brick-and-mortar space, for example, a desk, it does provide you with what you need to be successful when working within a co-working space. And what it provides are brainstorming rooms and learning rooms. The space has been set up to support the type of conversations educators would like to have with their peers. Events and learning opportunities are also being planned, so if you would like to be notified about upcoming events, I invite you to join the mailing list for freelance environmental educators. You can do this on the website at talaterra.com. And since we're speaking about the website, you might notice that it has a new look. You'll notice that the podcast, the co-working space, and now a blog have been established on the site. When I launched the Freelance Condition Project, its home base was my personal website. But now that it has grown and has evolved into Talaterra, I wanted to give the project its own space. If you're curious about what a co-working space for freelance environmental educators is like, I invite you to stop by to learn more. You can go to cowork.talaterra.com or you can click on the link in the show notes. If you have questions about the co-working space or any aspect of my project, I invite you to send a message through the contact page on the site. You have the option of leaving a voicemail message or sending a handwritten note. Thank you so much for your time today. I'll see you next week. And maybe I'll see you inside Talaterra Co-Work.